AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At the Winter Games in Italy, American Michaela Schifrin ended her Olympic medal drought, putting in two dominant runs to win the women's slalom she failed to win in Beijing 4 years ago. In Lake Tahoe, California, six people survived an avalanche and were located. Nine others are missing. Extreme weather conditions in Northern California and the mountains slowed the rescue effort. A coalition of health and environmental groups is suing the EPA
after it last week rescinded an Obama-era finding that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare. That finding is the legal underpinning of nearly all climate regulations under the Clean Air Act. The Environmental Protection Agency's repeal gets rid of all greenhouse gas emissions standards for vehicles, and experts say it could undo regulations for power plants and oil and gas facilities. Donna Water, Washington.
The Trump administration is appealing a federal judge's order to restore a Philadelphia exhibit on the nine people enslaved by George Washington at his former home on Independence Mall. The AP's Lindley Sanders reports a new AP NORC Center poll finds only about 7 in 10 Democrats have a positive view of the Democratic Party.
Democrats were pretty down on their party after losing the 2024 presidential election. And even though they've had a string of recent wins and special elections, morale really hasn't recovered.
Factors that could benefit Democrats this year include broadly negative views of President Trump and other Republicans, but the lack of enthusiasm could be a longer-term problem for the Democratic Party. The latest U.S. brokered talks between envoys from Moscow and Kyiv over Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine have ended with no sign of breakthrough. Minnesota and federal authorities are investigating claims immigration officers shattered a Mexican man's skull while taking him into custody last month. This is AP News. A student was killed in France.
French police have arrested 11 people after a far-right student died from a beating in Lyon. Quentin Duranga, who is 23, died in hospital on Saturday. He was attacked on Thursday during clashes between far-left and far-right supporters. The fighting broke out on the margins of a student meeting where a far-left lawmaker was a keynote speaker. The death has sparked a storm of recriminations, mostly targeting the hard-left France Unbowed party. Its leader says the party bears no blame for the tragedy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
State media reports an explosion at a fireworks shop in China killed 12 people. The second such explosion as the country celebrates the Lunar New Year. Fireworks are a large part of the Lunar New Year celebration in China, but their use has also been the cause of multiple accidents. Sunday, another accident at a fireworks shop in China killed 8 people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.